Liz Ellis and John Akers at breakfast.
BBC Radio Stoke.
25 past seven on BBC Radio Stoke. Have you ever seen the TV show Air Hunters on BBC One? It's basically a programme where a team hunt down distant relatives of people who've died without making a will.
Hello, I'm Michael Burke. Many of us are keen to find out about our family tree, but what if there was a pot of gold to be found at the end of it?
To find that you're part of an inheritance is quite a shock.
But I didn't think it was 1.3 million.
Finding forgotten families is the job of the Air Hunters. They use genealogy to locate the next of kin, who are in line for unexpected windfalls.
Well, look out for it today on the TV, because today you'll see the story of Ivy Henshall from Stoke-on-Trent, who lived her entire life in the same street in Etruria, working in the pottery industry, until she died aged 85. Now, with no children or siblings, the Air Hunters set about finding who her estate should pass to. And after quite a lot of to-ing and fro-ing, from the potteries to Dorset and back again, they tracked down her cousin's sons, Dave Simpson and Alan Newman. I want to speak first to Amy Louise Moiser, who's a case manager at Finders International, who helped solve this. Morning.
Good morning.
How did you go about doing this then?
Well, as part of our job, we deal with the family history research. So we have all sorts of skills to hand and all sorts of databases available to us. So during the course of our research, as you said, we focused on the family within Stoke-upon-Trent, and then we found eventually that one of Ivy's cousins moved out to Dorset, and that's where we ended up finding Dave and Alan had stayed for a time, and then traced them back to Stoke-on-Trent and were able to get in touch with them.
What was really interesting to you about Ivy Henshall's story?
Well, with this particular case, with Ivy Henshall, it was all about how the pottery industry really sort of formed a huge part of her family history. Both Ivy's mother and also her grandfather were heavily involved with the industry. So it was really lovely from a social history point of view.
What about the moment when Dave Simpson and Alan Newman get that surprise?
Well, when a company such as Finders are involved, it's always sort of out of the blue, really, that we're making contact with people. So it was a surprise when we initially spoke to them. It was also lovely to be able to tell them a bit more about people within their family that they'd lost touch with over the years.
Well, I've got Alan here in the studio with me this morning. Morning.
Morning.
What was it like for you, that surprise, then?
It was a surprise, a shock. It was a mixture of everything.
Did you know anything about Ivy Henshall from Etruria?
Well, when my grandma and my granddad were alive, we used to go down visitors as young ones, like 5 or 6. And it used to be a sort of a religion. We did it like every Sunday, if you like,
yeah,
or
you had a routine,
every other Sunday.
Yeah.
Over the years, we just lost touch. You know, you do your thing. We just lost touch. I never sort of forgot them.
You never really knew what was going on. What do you think about this fact that Ivy lived in the same street in Etruria as well, worked in the pottery industry? I mean, what about yourself?
I knew she worked in the pottery industry. She worked in I can't remember the name of it, in a pottery in Etruria.
Is your family still in Etruria?
No, it isn't, no.
You've all sort of spread far away.
My mother passed away, my grandma's passed away, my granddad's passed away.
Well, the question that people always want to know, and it's a bit of a cheeky question, but what was left to you then? What have you got from this?
Well, it wasn't the point. If I got anything left to me, it was sort of...
It's sort of the point of the programme, though, isn't it? That they've got an estate, they've got something that needs to be handed down to
you.
Yeah,
I watch it every time. It's on the television, I watch it.
What did you get handed down to you then?
12,500. My brother got the same as well. And the others got left some as well.
That's quite a nice surprise for the family, isn't it?
It was a shock, really.
Yeah.
A surprise and a shock.
Has it made you want to find more family members, really, and try and keep in touch with them a bit more now?
Well, I have tried to, but I had an auntie who lived in Newcastle under Lyme. And I think she's passed away now, but I was quite in touch with her.
Amazing.
She was a bit closer than Ivy and Swabby.
You've discovered quite a bit then from this programme, and we'll get to see it on the TV, which I think is lovely today. If you want to see more of Ivy's story on Air Hunters, it's on BBC One at 11 o'clock, and then you'll be able to watch it on the iPlayer if you miss it. Thanks for coming in, Alan.
Making a difference in Staffordshire and Cheshire for 50 years. BBC Radio Stoke.